Sensational claims against the global charity Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF, and its anti-poaching operations in Asia and Africa have tonight forced the organisation to review its operations in some countries. The news website BuzzFeed is reporting that WWF funds paramilitary forces to stop the poaching of animals and that those units have beaten, sexually assaulted and murdered local villagers. There are even claims WWF has been caught up in an arms deal. Sarah Dingle has been following the story.
As charity PR goes, this is the stuff of nightmares. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, with its distinctive panda logo, has operated for almost six decades with a considerable amount of public trust. But now BuzzFeed says it's conducted a year-long investigation, finding that WWF funds guards who have tortured and killed people. One of the lead journalists on that investigation is Katie Baker. Reporting for BuzzFeed, she says the victims are often poor locals living near national parks.
These people are not always poachers.
In just one case in Nepal, a man was accused of burying a rhinoceros horn in his backyard. Anti-poaching rangers from a nearby national park, funded and equipped by the WWF, couldn't find the horn, but they threw the man in jail and 9 days later he was dead. BuzzFeed reporter Katie Baker says there was evidence that the man was tortured in prison by the rangers. Three park officials were charged with murder.
WWF, which had been funding the rangers at the park for some time, they looked at the situation and they decided to lobby for the charges against the rangers accused of murder to be dropped.
The charges were dropped and WWF publicly celebrated, putting out a press release to welcome the news. BuzzFeed reports that one of those accused park officials then wrote a book in which he admitted his anti-poaching unit regularly beat and waterboarded suspects. He was promoted to chief official at that park and in 2016 accepted an award from WWF on behalf of the park. A governor of WWF Australia and a former board member of WWF International, Tim Flannery, says the allegations are extremely serious.
I was both surprised and saddened. I mean, I guess, you know, in a situation where you've got very well-organised criminal syndicates who make millions of dollars from killing endangered wildlife, you know, the outcome is going to be bad, really. There's no happy endings for that sort of thing. You know, about, I suppose, 50 wildlife rangers a year are killed by poachers. So there's been, I guess, you know, like in any conflict like that, there's had to be better defences created for the rangers.
And did that concern you at the time, that increasing push to militarise anti-poaching activities?
I think it's deeply concerning. It's a wicked problem.
Some of the money raised by WWF Australia goes to at least one of the countries where these human rights abuses have been reported, Nepal in particular. How confident can Australian donors be that their money is not supporting human rights abuses?
Well, look, I'm not aware of that line of funding nor its scale, so it's very, very hard for me to comment on. But I think funders should be reassured that WWF International is taking this seriously.
The Australian charities regulator, the ACNC, says it's aware of the allegations and monitoring the situation. ACNC Commissioner Gary Johns.
By law, a charity must notify me. If there's been a breach of Australian law, they have to tell me about it.
Has anyone from WWF Australia officially notified the ACNC of these matters?
We've had no contact.
In the UK, one TV presenter and adventurer, Ben Fogle, has already suspended his ambassadorship for the charity. Internationally, WWF has commissioned an independent review to look into the allegations. WWF Australia declined to comment to PM.
Sarah Dingle reporting.